copyright Forum of Christian Leaders. The contents contained on this website are solely for your own individual, non-commercial, and informational use. Any other use is strictly prohibited without our express prior written consent. See the full copyright disclosure at focalonline.org.
It's a seminar on M4 that has a systematic tool for helping the church planter and the whole team from where they are to where they think God wants them to be. That's the way we say it. And the whole thing started in this small nation, and that's called Norway. So I'm from Norway. I'm from the southern part, really on the bottom. And you know, if you turn Norway from here and down, you get to Rome in Italy. That is the distance of Norway. So it's 3-hour flight. And you can think where you come in 3 hours with flight. It's far. It's a distant nation. And there has been a passion for us. And this has been a word that has been important. Jesus went around in all the villages, every places. And he really had a passion. And he was proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, healing every disease and every affliction. And when he saw the cross, he had compassion for them, because they had were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. And then he said to the disciple, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out labor into the harvest field," or the harvest. And this has been kind of, we need the gospel need to the people, into the context of the people. Therefore, in Norway, we have had the vision of seeing church planting in every geographic area, every social, cultural context, and every ethnic context of our nation. Because M4 is coming from this nation, we have research in Norway, every church is where they are, what type of churches have been planted, what are criteria, what is the successful churches, what is failure. So we have worked with research, finding out database of all churches in Norway. So M4 is grown out of the network of church planting in Norway. It was in 2009, that's 8 years ago, we were sitting together and asking the question, how can we find a training that needs not only to train the church planter, but their team? Because we have trained like the church planter, but we saw we need to get to the grassroots, really, to train the grassroots of the people. And then also, how can we help the church planter and team to come from where they are to where they want to be? And these are all the denominations. It's 14 denominations, organizations working together. And we have been working together for 20 years with a common vision for church planting in our nation. So we were from 8 denominations sitting together, and we formed what's had been into M4. And it's, the vision was to see followers of Christ start and multiply fellowship everywhere. We said new people, new fellowship. Reaching people for Christ, that has been the focus, and planting new fellowship. And we have in the later impacting the society, impact your new neighborhood. Because we don't need more churches that have no influence into the neighborhood. That not we. We need new people, new churches that impact, that make some footprint into the society, into the neighborhood, into where they're planting. So that's been the vision. Therefore, the M4, you know, someone wonder what is the M4? M. And it's coming from the Great Commission. It's coming from the Great Commission because we felt not everybody could be a part of planting a church, but not everybody is the church planter. We think that's the distinguish. There is a calling, there's a character, there's a competence, there's something more in a church planter, an entrepreneur, than everybody else. So we said everybody can be a part of planting a church, but not everybody is the church planter. And therefore we thought, well, Great Commission is for everybody. And we formed the whole training out of the Great Commission. He's the master. I'm giving all power in heaven and earth. He's the master. Everything starts with Christ. He's calling. He's sending. It's his kingdom. It's his church. It's not ours. And that's everything starts with him as the master. And in his words, we build on. So we start with the master, and then go there for mission. That's mission. We are in mission. Church planting is mission. And then do disciple, multiplication. Because if you don't multiply from the smallest unit of doing disciple, followers of Christ, you get in trouble. You don't grow a church. And then we said, I'm with you all the day. God has a bigger plan and movement. So it's really to ignite church planting movement all around Europe. In the Norwegian, we had to see followers of Christ start a multiply fellowship everywhere. That was a vision. And out of that, we created different materials. So we write some books and practitioner, and we create videos teaching, and we create a video platform. We create understanding of learning, basic learning community, and coaching and assessment. So in some way, we call it the ABC, assessment, basic training, and coaching, as the foundation for the like church planting training. So it's assessment, it's basic training, and coaching. So we developed that. And then it has been a journey. I come back to that. It has been a journey because we didn't thought of anything in 2010 of going out of Norway. We hadn't planned for it. We didn't ask for it. We didn't search it. But the bishop of Latvian Baptist Union, Peter Sporjus, I had been mentoring him before he became a bishop, and became a bishop 32 years old. And he had a vision for the Baptist Union. We were going to plant 100 new churches in the Baptist Union of Latvia. Quite bold vision of a denomination with 85 churches. But he said, this is the way we go. We align resources towards church planting. And then he asked, can you help us? And then we said, well, we are developing something in Norway. It's not finished. We don't know where it's going, but you can get what we have. And then we went to Latvia to kind of help them and serve with them in starting. And that was in 2011 or something, like 10-11. And with Latvia and Norway, we developed M4 because we tried it out and we developed in Latvian culture, in Norwegian culture. And the Latvian made all the books and graphic and everything you see, that's from Latvia. So it's not like one man thing, it's a corporate learning together, working together, serving together. That's what's behind all of M4. It's not kind of one man or one thing. It's a corporate thing in the body. We have served together and things have emerged. And then the Estonian ask, and then the Swede ask, and then I get in contact with the Czech. And suddenly, within 3 years, M4 had started in three nations in 2013, 14. And it's happened out of the context. I want to give a big picture because I think in church planting, you have like a preparation phase, a training phase, a growing phase, and multiplying phase. And it's I do this because it's important to see where we are when we come to M4. I just put this in my pocket. Because there will always be a preparation phase. Healthy church planters and a strong team with a clear vision is needed if you're going to do anything. And then we move into the training phase. And M4 is a training phase when you are planting that church. So it's you are doing actually planting the church when you go through M4. So it's not like a pre-training, we call it training phase. You're planting the church as a church planter and team, going through 2.5 year process, helping to sustain and build a new church. But what's important, I will say, you know, in the preparation phase, I will say depends on vision. Because if there's no vision, there's no church planting. If there's no vision and decision, because you can have a lot of vision, but if you don't take decision towards the vision, there's nothing happening. Leadership is simple. It's just to decide and do it. So you need to have vision. And then you probably recruit people. I'm leading church planting in my denomination. And I know, you know, when you speak vision, you create a room for people to start to run in. If there's no vision, people don't know where they're going. Or if I feel I could plant a church, they don't know if I'm allowed to do it. But if you get a clear vision, people run, and there's a possibility. And we see that. And then maybe in the preparation phase, you need some pre-training. Maybe books, talk, teaching. Being at the ELF, we have 50 people here. And a lot of, for some of them, is kind of a pre-training, understanding what is church planning, how can we move, what is important. So you need to have some pre-training, and maybe pre-training talks, calling place, local pastor, regional pastor who's responsible for the, and then we come to assessment. We do assessment of all the church planter in M4 because we see it increased the quality of the church planting. What is assessment? Well, assessment, we go through calling. It's a 3-hour. We train now. No, none of you is. On the ELF, we train people in assessment. We certify them in assessment here at ELF also. So what we go through with the church plant, we go through calling. It's a sense of God's calling to be church planter and supported by fruitfulness in the ministry and confirmed by others. We believe in an inner calling and an outer kind of recognition of that calling from the local pastor, from a senior in the denomination or from other. We believe that that's important. It's important to be connected, to not be alone. We have seen many church planted, totally independent, on their own, that have struggled and died. We believe it's important to be in relationship, in network, in help from others, not be alone. And that's also, calling has to be confirmed. Character, strong marriage, spousal support, go to the character. We talk about the marriage, we talk about how they are, if they are married, and what they think of the family, because it's a pressure. I don't know how many church planter I have coached, and it's a pressure to be in a church plant. It's really. And if it's not a strong marriage, there is a healthy relationship and a spiritual relationship that you can pray together and you have a find your role together, it's difficult. So we talk about marriage and godly character, chemistry to the church context and to the geographical context. Why should you succeed? How is relationship to the church context? I will say, if you can wholeheartedly bless the place you are coming from, the shoulder you stand on, from a church, local church or denomination, you are not able to go into the future to plant a healthy church. Because if you have a rebellion seed in your heart, if you're doing planting church to be better than something else, then you will sow the seed into the group you plant, and you will reap it within 3 to 5 years, or maybe 2 years, and you will have a split. So we are so discerning the heart of the people, have to be. So we work with the heart of the people, also the connection to the context in the church denomination or whatever. So, and also to the context. If you are grown in a rural area, and you want to plant a church in a big urban center, why should you succeed? Because all your understanding is rural, and then you move to the city center. What should help you? What have changed your understanding of society, understanding to succeed in the urban center? Like this kind of understanding the context. And then we go through different competence, and we talk through the competence with them to reflect. And we have assessment tool in 10 languages, of European languages, in Russian, in Spanish, in France, not in Italy yet, but you can probably have in Romanian. So it's online. So the participant just go into the website, do it, send it to the one who's going to assess them, and they have the talk. Very easy. So we have tools for that. An assessment interview, God helps people to develop ministry, but it's important to exercise those skills prior to the start of being a church planter. Because we're looking at proven potential. You can have a lot of issues, but if you never have led a person in your life to Christ, why should you start to do it when you plant a church? If you never have led any people before, why should people follow you if you start to plant a church? So we ask the hard question, because we're looking for proven potential. What have you done? Not what you want to do, but what have you really done in your life? How has God proven you in your ministry already? That's what we're looking for. So it's the theory behind, it's the behavior that the theory of behavioral consistency states that past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. We believe God can change anything. But it's okay to exercise some of the skills and grace of God before you start. We think He can give a lot when you do, but it's okay to have some proven potential. Yeah. So we have assessment, and then we will say, form a team and grow a team. You need to find a team. People around you, 3, 4, 5 people who really connect with you. And then maybe a support team around. It could be a mother church. In Norway, we try to mother church, support to mentor. In other contexts, they're nothing of support team. That's difficult. That's very difficult to find support team around. But it's good for a church plant to have some support teams around. When I work with church planting in Norway, but it's different from nation to nation, I was said like this. Here you have the church planter. The church planter, we give a coach. And coach is the one who follow up the church planting project. Or we could also call him close to a mentor, but because he's more than a coach. It's more a mentor role. But in M4, all the church planter and the team has a mentor coach. Has to. This is one of the most important success factors, that they don't go alone. Someone follow them during the process. I think it's important that they have an overseer. What do I mean with that? I mean that in our context, in many contexts, is that sometimes you are planning from a denomination, like the Baptist. And if someone coaching the Baptist, they are not the overseer. If you really get trouble in that team, and they start theological thing that is not healthy, it's maybe not the coach, but the overseer who goes in and helps them. It's the role. Sometimes we mix role. And don't go in to take an authority you don't have. And that's important in church planting. When you're planting in denomination or cross-denomination and work with each other. I think you get what I try to say. And I will say it's good for the church planter to have someone who take care of their soul. Someone counsel. Because it's so easy that the coach and mentor becomes both the overseer, the keeping the soul, the everything. I don't think that's good. That's important that they have someone who really keep them accountable more on the personal life. I think it's good that churchmen have some friends. I agree with that.
Yes, of course.
Because they need friends around them. And maybe a support church. That can send some people to help some. But to be honest, in many of the nation, there's lack of this. There's even lack of this. There's very unclear structure. It's idle situation. It's not reality every places. But I think it's not reality. But I think it's important that you bring some support around a church planter. So this is the preparation phase. And M4 does nothing of this. It's not M4. Well, the assessment we provide, and we train in assessment, and we also help each other in the different nations, 10 nations. How can we do recruitment? What is recruitment? How can we give more vision? What is pre-training? And we are now developing, from next year, we are developing a pre-training, a 10-month pre-training for European context through the network of M4. So we are working with it, but this is prior to the M4. Is that okay? So when you go into the M4, you have a church planter and a team. And this is reality. So we spoke about assessment, basic training, and coaching. Question. The soul keeper has nothing with the direction. The overseer is not there. He's there if there's something happening. The coach help. This have the direction. And that's the problem. Often we as expert, we put all our experts and think we know the answer for them. But we know the direction is in the church planter and the team. While I will see the overseer is in a denomination like me. Yep. We have overseers, Presbyterian. We have people that if something happened, they can go in and.
I got you. Okay.
So that's more that role, because if the coach go,
local church guy,
could be a local pastor who are helping the church plant and have the skills of mentoring, coaching. It could be one from the denomination. Like in Czech, it's different. They coach across denominational, and then a person from another denomination don't go in and teach them everything of theology. Maybe this is the M4. This M: master, mission, multiplication, movement. It's very simple, in some way. But this is not so simple, it seems. But this is the overview of everything in one page. So what is it? Well, we do assessment. So assessment, that's finding the right church planter. And then you help to find the team. And the church planter, we have a pre-gathering. We call it M0, where the coach and the church planter meet to understand what are the process in this. So here you have a team, a church planter, and you maybe have with you 3, 4, 5 people. We will say 5 people is good. Could be more. And the team who's ready to start a church. There is some vision. There is direction. There is a team. There is a clear church planter. And then we go into pre-gathering and M1. And coaching goes monthly with a church planter or every 6 months with the team. We found that that is doable. And then we have a platform, online platform, because this is the we think is the clue. Because we think the content they get between the gathering and the understanding and process and action they do in the gathering. So we have 4 gatherings. First, a pre-gathering every 6 months during 2 years. So it's a pre-gathering, 4 gatherings, and then a follow-up gathering. So it's a 3 years process where the whole team comes. So like in Czech now, I think it's there's 12 team from 4 or 5 different denominations, and they are sitting in the same room, but they are working in the team. So the gathering consists, I will say, of 50% teamwork, 25% praying and listening to God. God, and 25% content. Someone thinks that's low content, but the point is they watch the content before they come to the gathering, because it's on our online platform and we can see who is watching and following up, that they watch the video, the teaching before the gathering. So when they come to the gathering, they have their question. And even before, we have also their question, what is important for them. So the contest is more expert content moving into the question they have already. You understand that? Yeah. So it's not like shooting everywhere. It's trying to meet the need where they are. Yeah. That's the point. To help them take the next step. So we will say the gathering is teamwork, 50%, 20% prayer, listening to God, praying in the team, praying together as team. And in some way, it's the whole gathering is about helping the church planter and the team to listen to God through the word, through the prayer, but also to the experience in the body. What have the other team experienced? What have they learned? What are the failures they did that we can learn from? We don't need to do. So we listen to the other teams. It's a learning community style. And then we listen to expert who have experience in church planning, where they share their knowledge into the topic. So this is the four gathering we do. So it's like a 3 years process. In the first phase of church planting, helping the church planter and the team to succeed in the best way in the church planting. So that's the and then we have an online platform that gives them the teaching between the gathering. We have, and now we started with Norwegian people who teach in English, and then it's transcript to 10 languages of European languages. But now more and more nations, Czech now, or Sweden, or Latvia, start to make their own teaching. Because to have Latvian teacher teaching Latvian language is totally different. So the point is to make it totally indigenous into the culture, into their own experience, into where they are. That's where we're heading. So so this is the kind of the system. It seems a little complicated, but it's not really complicated. It's four gathering with four topics, to secure that they know what they're going into, a post to follow up, what are the next 2-3 years. So in some ways, it's a 5-6 year process. And reality, it takes, in European context, we should wish for revival and we pray for revival, but it takes 5 to 7 years to really get up a healthy church in European context. That's average today. Sorry to say, that's reality. So for us, it's kind of from we start to the post-gathering where they have a clear plan for the next 2-3 years, it's 5-6 years. But that's reality in European context. I have planted 2 churches myself. It took time to really get things moving. It took time. So this is every 6 months, but we have a pre-gathering, a M0, that we secure that the church planter and the coach are connected for the process. And the coach follow up 1 year after, we say. But this is, then we are in the training phase. So here we are now. M1, coach, connecting the coach in the M0 or pre-gathering, and then M1, M2, M3, M4, four gatherings with a clear focus and a clear pedagogy where the team works together. So they're not coming to get content only. They are coming to working together. And from the gathering, from every gathering, they go out with a clear action plan for the next 6 to 8 months. What has God spoken to them? Through the Spirit, through the Word, through the teaching, through the experience from the people in the room, that is important for them to take action on. We don't give them a model for church. We don't tell them that this is the only way to do it. We give them principle, and they have to move with it. A team could be different in different places. In many places, you have an ideal team. You can say, we need this to have a team. Again, many in urban center, no, it's extremely different from Romania, South Romania to North Romania. We have started in Sibir, in Kerimi, that's 6 time zones from Moscow. It's very different from Sibir to Norway. So you can have one model of thinking that this is the way to do it, but it's not reality in Montenegro than in Germany, Berlin. It's not reality. It's very different. So it's the Spaniard who assesses the Spaniard. It's the Czech who assesses the Czech. It's the Romanian who assesses the Romanian. We give it away for free, everything. We just give it away. Yes? To plant a church, you need to be in mission. Go, therefore. And if you don't have any skills to connect with people and share the gospel, you probably will not succeed with the church plant. When we went to Czech, I asked the Czech to write down, what do you see? What are the foundations we are coming with We come with a team of 5, 7, 10 people from Norway. And then this is what they saw. So what is M4 is all about, like the value, the what's behind? Well, we are Christ-centered church planting. Is God? We believe that church planting is God's initiative, and that Christ Himself who builds His church. Therefore, authority of the Bible is essential for the content and message of M4. It's interesting, in the book, two books we have written, that is kind of the book, it's not very important, but it's the book of M4. I think we have 1,000 scripture. Because no one church plant think that you can, church planting is a pragmatic thing of, it's really to build a foundation of Christ from the word of God into the people. It's so important. So therefore, we believe church planting has to do done through prayer, worship, and discipleship to Christ. We also believe that God's presence and action in our life and ministry is more important than strategy, plans, and methods. And that we need to give the Holy Spirit room to speak and listen to Him, first both in the context of assessment, M4 training, coaching, and church planting. Therefore, 20% of the gathering is prayer, listening to God, praying for each other, because we believe this is essential. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. So, and then we have some component that we think is essential. Missional movement thinking, kingdom mentality, relationship first, and we need to change and improve. And we have changed and improved the last 5 years with the inputs from Romania, with inputs from Czech. We believe we are a learning community together. So it's not like the final answer. We learn together. And this is what we want also. So what is in the gathering? I just put go further on here. This is the thing. It's the master. This is all about healthy team with a clear vision. What we wrote behind what's in the book, we asked us after 30 years of church planting in Norway, why is some failure? And why has some... Yeah, just to check now, there was 18 teams in the first round. 2 of them did not succeed, 16 succeed. There are 12 teams now in the second round. All are going well. Wow. So it's... I think it's quite... It's
astounding.
So that's good. But it's 5 years old. We didn't really thought we should do anything out of Norway. But it's just happened the last 5 years. And today there are 125 churches now in training and 800-900 leaders around. And it's just, it's not us, it's God doing something, and it's relationship that binds the things together. What are the important things to build? Well, we see if you fail of a healthy team, it's probably a big issue and you will fail in the church planting. If you have a divided team, you will not succeed. So we think a healthy team, significant. If you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and read through the whole chapter, Paul says we 18 times in one chapter. We. Brothers and sisters, we. This was Paul, Timothy, and Silvanus who planted a church. A church is planted in community. I believe a healthy community is the best apologetic to the world. I believe. The world is longing for community. And we can bring a healthy community, and that starts with a healthy team. Therefore, we emphasize a healthy team, people living, serving together, creating a culture together in the start. But there has to be a vision. There has to be a direction. You need to know where you're going. So we think a healthy team and a clear vision. And this is the focus in the first module. And we will also see and define models. Because there are so many models on the market for church planting. And we help people, what do you see in the future? And most of the people see what they have seen in the past. But I believe there is a time of creativity, of new way, of mission-shaped church, that the church and the model are shaped from the culture, from the context, not just a model that is planted into the context. And I think we need to think through, and we help them to think, what do they see? What would be 5 years from now? I say, this is maybe a little difficult in Italian, but I will say, vision is how you convert your passion into productive action that is consistent with your core belief. So vision comes from passion. If you don't have passion, you will not have vision. You not give over vision. So vision comes from your passion. God's calling, God's spoken to you. There is something in your life that you burn. There's a fire in your life because you believe in something.
Can you say that again one more time?
So vision is how you convert your passion into productive action, decision. Vision without decision, nothing. Action. That is consistent with your core belief. Because in the end, it's your core belief, theological belief, what you really believe in, that drives you forward. So for me, there has to be some vision, some commit, something that is pushing you forward. You know God has spoken. I know this is possible. I know God. Therefore, we start with the Master. If you don't really have a deep relationship with Jesus and are fueled by Him, see Him, there will be no church, really. It's He's sending. He's calling. He's building. It's His church. It's His kingdom. It's not our. And we need to be fueled by Him. And we start with the Master. Therefore, we start with the Master. So that's what we believe in. And then we go to the mission. And it's all about sharing and demonstrating the gospel to the new people. How do we do it? What are the contexts? How do we share the gospel? And we have different kinds of things we work and help with, small tools and things. But in the end, it's about relationship to the people outside. And in some way, it's very easy that if you don't have any contact and any relationship with people outside, or you don't share the gospel, no one will be saved. We believe that the gospel of Christ is the power to salvation. Nothing else. And people need to hear the gospel. Yeah, we need to do apologetic, but in some way I believe a healthy community is the best apologetic for the world. It's really how we live together. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, we didn't only share the gospel to you, but we share our own life. And he said further on, and you know everything. You know how transparent, how holy, righteous, everything we lived among you. That's the power of community. It's breakthrough. It's strong into a mission context. So, mission is all about sharing and demonstrating the gospel, and then multiplication is all about creating a rhythm of discipleship. I have a friend who made a doctoral degree on discipleship in the postmodern churches of Europe, and he found very significant. He will say, it's the common practices of the main body that are the biggest forces for discipleship. Did you understand what I said now? It's what they do in the church that bring people into discipleship. It's what they see that help people into discipleship. So it's more creating rhythm of discipleship. What are your common practices? What are your processes? What are your small system that make new people coming in and they see and they can choose themselves into discipleship? Especially the Western people, they are self-centered, me, myself, and everything in center. And they don't be told, in no way, people don't to be told what to do. But if you can create something that they can choose themselves into, then they take conscious choice themselves. So therefore we talk about rhythm, a culture of discipleship, rhythm of discipleship. And then we do come to movement, healthy, about multiply healthy leaders and communities. So it's a more, how do you see yourself multiply within 3 to 5 years? Where could you plant new? And how do you raise leaders for the new? how to raise leaders within and how do you raise leaders to multiply and think of new churches. So this is the content. And in some way, this is the whole M4. Because we know, if you don't build healthy team and we have no vision, you will not succeed. If you don't reach people for Christ, well, you will be the same group. If you don't disciple people from the first and create a rhythm and create a culture of discipleship, well, everything growth will stop. And we want people to have an understanding of multiplying your fellowship further on. This has not happened. We are too young to see that happen. It's not many of the church, because the church has went out of the 2 years ago. The first in the process went out of M4 2 years ago. So this is the overview. And it's not, I don't believe in one system, and I don't believe in a fixed system. I think M4 is always have to be in development, has to be improved, has to be, because that's how it is. We learn and we improve. That's one of our essential. But what happened then? Okay. So what happened, like in Spain or in other nations, is that we have initial contact with people. We can make Poland now. We had initial contact with Mateusz. Yeah. So, and he was, we say, come and see. So we have now gatherings, 30 gatherings around in Europe every year already. I don't know when, and I'm not there. It's happened just all around. And we will see, come and see to one another, see, be in an M1 or M2, be in a learning community, see, feel what it is. Because you can't know it before you feel it. So we say, feel what it is, come and see. And then we will say, okay, if you think you have to form a kind of leadership group. So now the Baptist Union, together with some other, is forming a leadership group in Poland to see how they can implement. And then we say, and we will serve you. We will come and help you, like in Spain, to explain what it is, to have a leadership, to train you in assessment, coaching, learning community, the online platform, and you get everything for free. Because we have got it for free. It's not one man who have had any business of it. It's only a relationship network. M4 is a relationship network. So we say, we come and serve you, and it's for free. And then we do assessment, or we train Polish assessors or Spanish assessors that do assessment, and then we do the pre-gathering, and then we start the M4. And someone from other nations like Norway or Czech or Romania will be a part of the whole first 2.5 years. So we serve the nation. So I'm in Switzerland, or I'm in Ukraine, and we will serve them. And the interesting thing that is that maybe the what I'm so thankful about is that when we started the first M4, we said to Czech or we said to Latvia, there is 3 conditions for you to start. There are some conditions. You need to at least think 2 cycles for 5 years, because you don't will understand it before you had run it twice. And within these 4 or 5 years, you make it totally indigenous. You feel it and you adapt it to your own culture. You do the teaching yourself. You get online teaching with your own people. You make it totally indigenous to your own language. And then we say, and within these 4, 5, 6 years, you start to give it away. So now it's Latvian who runs Russia in Russia, because they speak Latvian, they speak Russian. So they start up and serve the Russian. And that's beautiful. It's the Estonian who helped the Spanish. It's the Czech who starts now in Switzerland and helped the Swiss to start. So suddenly we have got a movement that has no one on the payroll. And we are nation serving nation, with a bigger vision together, and is bound by a DNA, a vision, and relationship, and nothing else.
Praise the Lord.
So this is M4. So if someone starts, we will say, well, come and see. Feel what it is. And from there, let us sit down and talk. Is there a leader for it in the nation, like in Poland? Is there a leadership team? Is there someone who will carry it and commit themselves for the next 4 or 5 years to really do it? If then, we are willing to serve. We give ourselves. And we say one thing more. You have to commit to come 2 days to Norway, to my home church, where we meet with 5-6 leaders from all the nations, and we learn from each other. And we develop M4 together further on. Where we have in specialists, best practice from all the Europe, and we learn how can we develop further on. And we, from there, go home with a plan for the next 1 year to develop the national movement. So we have a website, and it's interesting, it's because we are European, it's in 10 languages. So if you go in from Russia, you get in Russia. If you go in for Czech, you get in Czech language. If you go in from Sweden, you get in Sweden language. If you go in from Norway, you get in Norwegian language. Because European is tribalized. And that's some of the challenge with this place also. It's difficult to gather European in the English conference. Oh. So, M4 Europe. M4Europe.com. And here... Even here, probably, as you just see. So this is the, it's small. Here you have a video. What's the time now? I nearly need to, but you can see this. Maybe.
The vision of M4 is multiplying church planting movements all over Europe. We live in an age of information overload. We have books, conferences, manuals, access to all kinds of resources and information on any given topic. The same applies in the church world, and more specifically, in the church planting world. You have boot camps, online conferences, church planting books, videos, websites, sermons, and all are available to those who are interested. So, the problem is not the access to all these resources. The problem is figuring out what exactly you need in this ocean of information. And more importantly, finding the right context in which to process and implement the right content. Therefore, M4 seeks to offer the right context in which to implement key content so that the church planter and his team will move from where they are to where they believe God wants them to be. M4 is a process tool that helps church planters explore important issues they face during the entire church planting process. From the first moment you start carrying a vision of starting a new community, to when you have your new church around you, M4 helps you turn your dream into reality. There are 3 key components of M4. Assessment. We identify the right lead planters, which is crucial to the success of the church plant. Basic training. We help the church planter and his team to not only understand the key values in the church planting process, but implement them into the daily rhythms of the church. Coaching. We provide the needed assistance for the planter to move forward with his goals and action plans. The M4 training process is based around 4 values taken straight from the Great Commission, found in Matthew 28. They all start with the letter M. Master. Jesus is the master, the one who builds his church. He calls, he gives the vision, he empowers people. Mission. We are sent people to declare and demonstrate the gospel to others. Multiplication. We are sent to make disciples who make disciples of Jesus Christ, teaching them obedience to Jesus' commands. We want multiplication at all levels, of disciples of Jesus, of leaders, of small groups, and of churches, so that a movement may take place by God's grace. Jesus is thus at the end of the age to expand uncontrollably and exponentially the kingdom of God. So how does this all come together eventually? After identifying the lead church planter and their teams, the M4 teams gather 4 times over a period of 1.5 to 2 years in what we call a learning community. Each time the learning community lasts for 2 intensive days, and the teams focus on one M4 basic training, giving them the right context to process and implement the right content. Coaching, providing the needed assistance in coaching and mentoring to move from where they are to where they believe God wants them to be. Would you like to find out more? Check out m4euro.com.
So this is an interesting thing. This is a non-zero money production. Mateo Bunescu, who's here, who's a Romanian living in Estonia, his wife drew it on the table, kitchen table, and Craig, who was in here, filmed it. And this is how it is. It's creativity, differences that just make things. And if you want, the Spanish put in some follow. I have never seen it before. So they put in some explanation of what M4 are. So it's not in Spanish, it's in English. And this also, how can you support the Spanish M4 here? But it's some, I haven't seen it before. It's totally new for me. But this is what it is. This is my email. If you want the whole PowerPoint here, I can send it to you and you can get it. Just send an email to me. I just respond to you. Say, I was on your seminar. Send the presentation to me. So I send the whole presentation to you. Everything is clear.
It's good.
Thank you for coming. Bless you. Amen.